The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you this evening from our Creator and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I find it interesting that we face this irony of today's scripture compared to our actions on Ash Wednesday. In a few moments, we will place ashes on our foreheads to remember we are dust and to dust we shall return, an outward sign we are followers of Christ. And as we follow Christ, we begin this journey with an outward physical sign that brings attention to ourselves as we leave. Yet in our reading this evening, we hear, beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Does this mean we should not go to the store after worship this evening? Should we not get gas in the car? Should we not go to any public place? Does it matter that we should go directly home and wash the ash from our face before anybody sees it? Or if you're worshiping from home with us, does it mean that you shouldn't make the sign of the cross today on yourself or on your loved ones that are around you? In Luke's gospel, Jesus is calling us to be more authentic in public, as we can be more authentic in our private places. Reverend Leanna Clark explains in her sermon notes from the resource You Are Here, says, many people know the feeling of navigating the uncomfortable gap between the self they show to the world at large and the self they show to their closest loved ones. On the street corners of the internet and the material world, we show our best selves, living our best lives. We make sure everyone knows where we stand on the big issues, and we imagine that our public stance makes a difference. We are certain, not undecided. In our private rooms of our private lives, we are more vulnerable. Truth is less clear. More questions bubble up to swirl around and through our minds as we lie awake at night, too anxious to sleep. Is it worth maintaining these separate selves? And what happens when we don't have that luxury, when the street corner and the private room overlap? Things begin to get messy. Here you are tonight. Here you are in your lives, sometimes on the street corner, sometimes in the public realm, and sometimes in your private room. Jesus seems to divide this public and private place into two, but aren't we usually in them together? Isn't this actually where we see ourselves, if not but dimly in a mirror? We see our faces as saint and sinner? Tonight we'll have the opportunity, as we do each Sunday morning, to confess our sins corporately in a public place. Yet every week before we read our confession together, we also have a few moments for self-reflection and, yes, individual confession. I'm reminded of all the times that Jesus went off by himself to pray. And we can only imagine what that was like or what his prayer time was like with God. Yet we assume Jesus connected with God and received what he needed in order to head into the world, taking the next step leading to the salvation of the world. At other times, Jesus invited friends to come with him to pray. As we heard last Sunday in John chapter 9, he took Peter, James, and John with him to the mountain, and they saw him transfigured. They saw the authentic Jesus as God literally shines through him. Soon we will hear another one of those times when Jesus invites his friends to pray in a garden, the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus invites his friends to come along and pray, and he asks them to pray specifically that they will not come into the time of trial. Then he goes off and prays the same for himself. Before he goes to the cross, Jesus asks God to remove this cup from him. There's another time that we see the authentic part of Jesus. Maybe the most authentic part of all. Even though that he prays to God at the end, "Not my will, but yours be done," Jesus asks God to remove this cup from him. We should not overlook this vulnerable, authentic moment Jesus shares with others. Though he is not of this world, he is in it. And he brings his disciples with him in this vulnerable, authentic moment. So it is possible, just like Jesus brought his friends, that when we place these ashes on our foreheads, we are not setting ourselves apart. Rather, we place these ashes on our foreheads to show one another that we are also so very fragile and vulnerable. In seeing ourselves and one another with these ashes on our foreheads, we are being authentic to ourselves. In the end, the human death rate is 100%. As we see the ashes on each other's faces, we know the truth of each other. We are sinners. We are vulnerable. We see the authenticity of our humanity. And we also see the truth. We are equally loved by God, and we have a limited amount of time to share that love of God with each and every person on earth. The ashes that we place on our heads do not set us apart as hypocrites. Rather, these ashes unify us as vulnerable and finite. In Jesus Christ, death has no sting, but we will still see death. Yet again, another truth. We are sinners, yet we are loved by God. And so is everyone else. We realize that no one is above another as these ashes are on our foreheads. But what they also say, as they are marked in a form of a cross, that we are all freed through Christ. These ashes remind us of our death in Christ's death, and that we will be resurrected through Jesus' resurrection. They remind us to die daily to ourselves, and also of our daily rebirth in Christ Jesus. And as we die to ourselves, we find our identity in Christ. Where is God calling you in time of prayer and reflection? When are the times you are vulnerable before God in order to be authentic in the public square as well in the private places? Don't worry, you're not alone. God is with you. When we are authentic and true to ourselves, we are seen as God sees us, sinful and saintly, manipulative and honest, selfish and benevolent, greedy and generous. God asks that we be true and authentic to one another, whether in our living room with loved ones or on the street corner or online. God calls us to be God's beloved children. We are dust, and to dust we shall return, yet we are also a beautiful and complex child of God, as my dear friend Pastor Dan Forehand wrote. He continues, though the outward will fade and disappear into dust and ash, our light, the reflection of God, shines eternally. For you are loved by God, loved by the one who created you from nothing and redeems you from death. May we believe that and live that authentically this Lent. Amen.